Dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Playing first base, Jordan Sports. You're Noah, locked in here to 92.1 at KMZA. Crit and Profit, Seth back in studio. Here we go. It's the number 7 against the number 2. It's Nemaha Central Defender holding the number 2 seed, taking on the number 7 seed, the Hiawatha Redhawks. Coming in today's Marysville 3A softball quarterfinals. Trying to get this one in on going, as the other game right now is to be determined for these two teams on who they'll play against. Centralia Frankfort and again, taking on Sabetha Axel. That game right now on 103.9 KNZA with Brandon Satman and Jake Spalding. But here we bring you the coverage on 92.1 KNZA. Hiawatha and Nemaha Central taking a look at both these teams. Hiawatha on the season, 8-15 overall, 7-3 to finish the year in the league. Taking a look at the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, head coached by Lindsey Haug, 19-7 on the overall to finish the year, and 15-5 to finish the league play in the new formed Big East. Taking a look at both teams' starting lineups, taking a look at Hiawatha as they will bat first here. Michaela Williams, the freshman, will be playing shortstop. Batting second, Addison Williams will be at second base, the junior. Batting third, Kenzie Nelson will be behind the plate catching, the junior. Batting fourth in cleanup, Madeline Simmons, who will be pitching for the Redhawks, the senior. The freshman, Brennan Boy, will be at third base and will be batting fifth. Batting sixth will be Kylie Nelson, who will be out in center field, the sophomore. Kayla Ruckman will be out in left field, the junior. Claire Swamley will be batting eighth and is a junior, who will be playing first base. And Quinn Boy, the junior right fielder, will be ninth in the order for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Taking a look at the starting lineup for the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, as they try to bring the Lightning today as number 2 seed, Alex Burkett. The sophomore will lead it off and leave at second base. Sadie Haverkamp, the designated hitter, senior, batting second. Batting third, Emma Hermish will be behind the plate catching, the young sophomore. Reagan Geardy, batting cleanup, will be pitching today for the Nemaha Central, the Thunder. She's a senior. Jordan Haverkamp, the junior, will be playing out in left field, batting fifth. Batting in sixth, the sophomore, Coraline Nordis, will be at first base. Batting seventh on the team, Marin Hyman, will be out in right field. The sophomore, Kennedy McKee, the freshman, will be playing third base and batting eighth and batting ninth. Finishing up the order will be Ava McKinley, the senior, out at the shortstop position. And then the flex player will be out in center field, the junior, Natalie Hummus, all there for the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, as they look to try to bring the Lightning here today against the Hiawatha Redhawks. But if you switch it around, the Redhawks looking to get red hot here to start the quarterfinals rounds as we get going here on 92.1 at KMZA. Again, appreciate everybody joining us here today. It's a lovely day as the weather has gotten more and more beautiful. We started at the mid-60s on our first game. Here as we reach into our second, wind coming out of the northwest, 15 miles an hour as we are nearly first pitch on the way. Again, for Hiawatha, Michaela Williams will be the leadoff. Addison Williams on deck. Kenzie Nelson in the hole and Madeline Simmons cleaning it up. For the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, pitching from the circle will be Reagan Geardy. A couple of big notes just from both these teams. Hiawatha, they have shut out two teams this year. They have shut out St. Mary's. They won 1-0. They also shut out Royal Valley. They won 15-0. This Hiawatha team has yet to be shut out this year. Despite their 8-15 record, they have been able to get themselves on the board all season long. Nemaha Central, the Thunder, they finished out their year getting swept by Marysville. Marysville, who just run-ruled their first-round game, 13-3 against the Troy Trojans. Here we go. First pitch nearly on the way. It's Reagan Geardy from the circle as she takes a lunge. The right-handed pitcher taking on Michaela Williams. And the first pitch is now a strike and away up high for ball one against Michaela Williams. Kayla Williams this season batting .458 from the leadoff spot, 24 runs, 38 hits, 27 RBIs. Second pitch of the game goes to the shortstop and is thrown out at first. On time, great play by Ava McKinley. On time to Nordis at first, and that gets the first out in the top of the first here for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Addison Williams now batting with Kenzie Nelson up next. Addison Williams getting prepared for the first pitch to her. She bats 377 this season. Garrity, low strung with the ball to her right hip, now delivers right on in for strike number one. Here, Garrity taking a look at her pitch call sheets. And now preparing the pitch. Second one here against Williams. This one blasted out to left field. It is playable and just nearly over the fence, but making the grab is Haverkamp. Now two down already here for the Redhawks, and Kenzie Nelson is now up to bat, but Hiawatha Redhawks making early contact on the ball. That's something you always do like to see, that early contact swings. Now it is Kenzie Nelson taking the bat. Two down already in the top of the first for Hiawatha. Score 0-0 if you're just tuning in. First pitch to Nelson is out of the zone for ball one. And Kenzie Nelson this year bats 405 in the third spot in the order. One of the five juniors here that are on this Hiawatha team. It'll be a very senior-dominated year next year. Pitch is outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes against Kenzie Nelson. And it is Hiawatha batting first here as the number seven seed, the underdog, or the underbird, here against the Thunder. This pitch hit up high. It's going out to the center left. It's playable again. That will go down for a base hit for Kenzie Nelson. She turns it into a double. The wind strung that just too far out to the left of Haverkamp. Out in center left, and Kenzie Nelson is able to get on base, and already here an early circle meeting between Lindsay Haug and the Nemaha Central, the Thunder. And it's not only an infield meeting, it's an entire meeting with the whole team. So right now a meeting with Nemaha Central. Hiawatha Redhawks with one on, two down, and at the top of the first, Kenzie Nelson on second with Madeline Simmons up to bat next, and then on deck is Brennan Boy. The defensive field here for the Thunder is Garrity pitching, Hermish catching, Nordis at first base, McKinley at shortstop, Burkitt playing second, McKee at first, or third, excuse me, Haverkamp in left field, Hummus out in center, and Hyman out in right field. And here we go. Right back to the action. And Madeline Simmons is taking her first at-bat in this game. Just the lone senior here on this Hiawatha starting lineup, I should say. There's still seniors here on the roster. First pitch is outside to her. Simmons batting 253. 8 runs on the year, 19 hits, 5 RBIs. 1 triple and 9 doubles. See what work she can make here. Next pitch is high upside, left out of the corner for ball two. Simmons is now up in the count 2-0. A runner in scoring position on second base. Mentioned that Simmons has 5 RBIs this year. The senior can easily collect RBI number 2 here with a hard hit single. Next pitch is into the right corner for strike call number 1. Garrity has pitched 102.2 innings this year, has started in 17 games, making start number 18 here today. Next pitch, low and away for ball number 3, is a 3-1 count now against Madeline Simmons. Now he's just 59 runs this year, 100 now 6 hits, 35 earned runs only, 106 strikeouts. Next pitch is inside, and that fills the count up on a full count. And a chance to look for strikeout number 107 on the year is Reagan Garrity. Simmons on the full count. Garrity rocking back, now delivering front, and it is fouled away out to the right side. It is in playable position, though, and the first baseman is able to put it down in Nordis. So a play just off the first base bag, and that will end the top of the first with no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Stranded at second was Kenzie Nelson for the Hiawatha Redhawks. She had the two-out double. We now head into the bottom of the first, 0-0 here on KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, the second seed, taking on the seventh seed in the Hiawatha Redhawks. We are now in the bottom of the first inning. Right now it's Michaela Williams in the circle looking to try to dominate here for the Redhawks. And this season, Williams has pitched total 10 innings. 23 hits, 24 runs, 16 which have been earned, 6 walks, and 1 recorded strikeout here on the year. Madeline Williams. Simmons, my mistake, is pitching here for the Redhawks. Scott Splayer is on the lineup here, and she delivers her first pitch against Burkett, and it's out for ball 1. A lot of confusion there. Let's look at the shortstop player in Michaela Williams, who has pitched 10 innings this year, but Simmons has pitched 20 innings this year and has allowed 24 runs, earned runs, and next pitch winds on inside for strike 1. 1-1 count now against Burkett, who bats 380 this year. In the leadoff spot, Sadie Haverkamp. Up next, and in the hole is Emma Hermisch with cleaning up in this order is Reagan Garrity. Next pitch is way on high, sailing over the roof of the house for ball 2. It is now a 2-1 count against Alex Burkett. Burkett comes quickly back up in the box, chokes up the high front of it. Keeps an even in the stance, left foot all the way in the front stripe, and a low fastball is just under the zone for ball 3. Excuse me, that was for ball 2. It's a 2-2 count on Burkett. And now delivery looks like just losing the footing was Simmons on the pitch, but still deliver one that went right down the plate. Burkett fouled it off to the left line. And here we stay knotted up at a 2-2 count. But trying to put the bow on it, here is Simmons. Simmons, who is 1-for-2 this year in starts. She has recorded just 2 strikeouts this year. Next pitch is high and outside the zone for ball 3. It's a full count now against the leadoff batter and Alex Burkett, the sophomore. An early battle here for Simmons from the circle. And getting the pitch call from her head coach, Sherry Nelson, and now looks to deliver against the full count on Burkett, the sophomore. And that is just high, right back to the attic. And that will be a full count walk against Alex Burkett. And Sadie Haverkamp will now come up to bat with no outs and a runner on first. Emma Hermisch on deck and Regan Garrity in the hole. Defensive lineup for the Hiawatha Redhawks, Simmons pitching. Is Kenzie Nelson catching, Twomley at first, Addison Williams at second, Boy at third, Michaela Williams at shortstop. Foul ball hit from Sadie Haverkamp. Now 0-1 on her count. Michaela Williams at shortstop. Ruckman in left field. Kylie Nelson out in center. And Quinboy out in right. The 0-1 count against Sadie Haverkamp. Next pitch is low. It is chopped up in the air. It's playable from the infield position, and it is down. No one claims it, and that'll go down. Well, the umpire is going to call it a foul ball. It looks like it was on the inside of the line. Yeah, just called a foul ball. So Sadie Haverkamp is on the 0-2. Haverkamp this year bats 259, has 21 hits on the year, and has an OPS of 664. She has to protect on the 0-2. Simmons trying to get the first out of the inning. This is blasted out into quarter right and trying to go all the way to it. It's over the fence. That's a home run, not just the ball, but also the center fielder in Kylie Nelson as she walks over and grabs it. And Sadie Haverkamp blasts a home run shot for the Thunder. And that is a early crack of lightning for Nemaha Central to take a 2-0 lead over Hiawatha. If you missed the first game here, that was played also at the same ball field between the Troy Trojan and Marysville. Marysville, they had 3 home run shots to various locations out on the field. When not playing a heavy factor as we're kind of lowered into a valley with a lot of trees. There's nothing but straight power here today. 2-0, Nemaha Central lead. No out. Now on the third batter, Emma Hermish takes her first pitch low and under for ball one. Simmons needing to quickly mentally reset after the home run shot. Next pitch. That one fouled straight back towards me. Don't got my glove here today, though. So now 1-1 the count against Hermish. A young sophomore, just one of the 4 sophomores here on the starting lineup for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Hermish, who bats 326 this year. 28 hits. 15, which have been singles. She nearly has 1,000 OPS. Next pitch is high above her helmet. For ball two. Now the 2-1 count against Hermish. On the season, this Thunder team bats 289. They have 210 total hits after the home run shot. This one popped up in the air, playable on the infield, and coming over to her left to make the play was Brennan Boy, the third baseman. And that gets the first out of the inning for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Nemaha Central. Up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. One down. No one on base. Reagan Garrity now batting. Garrity, who allowed just one hit, no runs in the top of the first. Here in her first pitch, she skies it out to the right and clear as day takes it down. Is Quinn Boy. So back-to-back pop-ups for the Thunder to record back-to-back outs. So two down in the bottom of the first, 2-0, Nemaha leads. Jordan Haverkamp now batting the first lefty here in the order for the Thunder. Nemaha Central in the triple tops, gray numbers and gray pants with the teal trim on the numbers. Next pitch is high for ball one against Jordan Haverkamp. And for the Redhawks, it's the white tops and bottoms with the red sleeves on the ankles and the arms with the red trim and red stripes lining down vertically. Next pitch is delivered inside. It's hit out to the left line and it is caught. 3 straight pop-ups from the Thunder. Great play out and left from Ruckman. And that will end the first. Yamaha Central are able to record two runs off one hit, no errors, and none left on base. Yamaha Central leads 2-0 over Hiawatha, heading up into the top of the second here on KMZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, first pitch on the right inside corner for strike one against Brennan Boyd, the Hiawatha Redhawks. Boyd, the freshman who just ended the first inning with the pop-up catch out to left field. It was a hard struck, gonna go foul, but she ran it down. And here's on her second pitch, chops it straight up. It's playable from the catcher, taking the mat straight off, and Hermish is able to run it down and track it down. And that is out one of the top of the second here against Hiawatha. Kylie Nelson now stepping up to bat, the center fielder sophomore, and then on deck is now Allie Ruckman. Kylie Ruckman. Nelson. First pitch here, and you're going to deliver to her, and here's the offering. Swing on and miss for strike one. Nelson keeping an even stance. The black teal bat stood straight up in the form, taking about the lower quarters of the box. And now Garrity swings back and here delivers just a high fastball for ball one. Nelson now on the 1-1 count. Here, 1-1 count. Garrity rocking back now, delivering forward. It's another pop-up. It's to the infield. It's the second baseman who goes towards it, and that will go down as an error against the Thunder. Kylie Nelson is able to get to it. There's a little bit of sunshine popping right into the eye of Burkett, but the hang time is definitely playable for her to get to. So one on, one down, top of the second for the Redhawks. They are trying to respond to a 2-0 deficit after a two-run home run shot from the bottom of the first from Newhouse Central. First pitch to Ruckman is low and away for ball one. Ruckman this year bats 216 with 11 hits, 7 RBIs, 2 doubles, a triple as well. She scored 8 runs. This is her 55th plate appearance. Next pitch, out to the left for ball two. On deck is Claire Twomley, and Quinn Boy is in the hole to find out the end of the order here for the Redhawks. Garrity looking for her first strikeout of the game. Pitch is high into the left for ball three. It's now a 3-0 count for Ruckman, the left fielder. Ruckman holding up the back of the white box, the batting box, and holds off on the fourth pitch. It's a called strike one. Ruckman steps out, right-handed batter, and checks herself back in. Garrity, the righty, holding to her right hip with the softball. The left right foot lean back and forward and delivers ball four. Kylie Nelson now in second base. She reached off the error, and Ruckman just got on off the walk. Now there's two on, one down, top of the second for Hiawatha. They go ahead run here, and Claire Tomley the eighth batter in the order, the junior first baseman, Garrity. Here delivering, it's a bunt attempt, and it gets fouled straight back off of a short pop. And we are in here, the 3A Marysville Regional Quarterfinals. Garrity taking a look at her play call on the left sleeve. Here's the pitch from Garrity, swung on and missed by Twombly, and is now an 0-2 count. Searching for strikeout number one of the game for Garrity and out number two of this inning. Twombly resets herself back in the box. She holds herself near the farthest part on the left side of the box, farthest away from the plate. She bats to the right side. Here she holds the bat even up in the stance, and she strikes out. And on the strikeout, runners are taking off, and they progress. Kylie Nelson is able to get to third base, and Ruckman is now on second. So, Swallowing might not be getting the productive at-bat there, but during that at-bat, you get runners who are able to advance themselves one base pass. Now, Nelson's on third, Ruckman's on second. They're both in scoring position for Quinton Boyd, the ninth batter in the order, to try to record a hit, and she rolls this one straight to the first baseman, and that is going to be an easy tag for Nordis, and that will end the bottom of the order here for the Red Hawks, and that will also end the top of the second inning here. So no runs off, no hits, one error, and two left on base for Hiawatha. It is 2-0. DeMoss Central leads over Hiawatha as we head into the bottom of the second. The Thunder up bat next.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiberger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we return in the bottom of the second. DeMoss Central leads 2-0. The first pitch is cracked out the center. That's over the fence for Caroline Nordis. Just had the play to end the top of the second. Here she's got the play to start the bottom of the second. A solo home run shot at the center fence. There is two home runs that have went that way here for the Thunder. What a way to start this bottom of the second for Coraline Nordis after her solo or ground out play she made to end the top of the second. That is now two home runs on the game, and believe it or not, Nemo Central, two hits on this game so far, and both hits have been for home runs. 3-0 now the score. First pitch for ball one against Marin Hyman, the right fielder for the Thunder. Simmons has now given up two hits, three runs, all which have been earned. Next pitch is low and outside for ball two. Right now, seventh in the order, Marin Hyman, the sophomore. Freshman Kennedy McKee is up next, and in the hole is the senior batting ninth, Ava McKinley. Simmons gets the call from a sheet. And now the delivery is low, but it does get the swing from Hyman, albeit late. Now 2-1 count for Marin Hyman. Maren Heinen, who bats 210 this season, an OPS of 495 and 17 hits, 16 which have been singles. Plate appearance, 96 for her. Just four away from 100. And the pitch is outside. For ball three. Maren Heinen on the 3-1. Pitch is upstairs. Excuse me, now a full count. Well, that's one of the strike. Now it's full. Now it's ball three against Heinen. Full count. Pitch chopped on low, and they call it foul. Maren Heinen on the full count. Back in the box. The black primary color on the back with a rainbow coloring right through the middle. Saw a couple of rainbows yesterday after weather cleared up. Next pitch fouled straight back. Kind of a half-hearted swing from Heinen, and it just made contact off the top, breaking it back. So full count for Maren Heinen. As she searches for the hit. Next pitch, popped, soared into center, and that is an error from the second baseman. Maren Heinen able to reach. It was Addison Williams who had to make an adjustment all the way out to the shallow center part of the field where it was intersected with the grass and the dirt. And most cases might not have went down as an error, but because it hit her straight in the middle of her glove, that will go down as a muff. Taking off for second off the pitch is fine. She returns back to first and is safe. McKee, now 1-0 on the count. McKee batting eighth here in the order with Ava McKinley up to bat. The freshman now showing bunt. Puts it down. Running to the first base bag. It's on time. Played extremely well from the first baseman Swamley, who came to pick up the slow roller. Addison Williams defended the bag to get the out. During the recorded out, Maren Heinen was able to get up to second base. So the first out now in the bottom of the second. Now we're in the last batter in the order, the senior Ava McKinley. The pitch is outside for ball one, and almost trying to take off was Maren Heinen. Ava McKinley batting in the bottom of the order, but she bats 300 this year, a 775 OPS with 27 total hits, 20 which have went down in singles, and a single could score Heinen on second. And she sliced it to the shortstop spot. It's thrown on time to first base, and that records the second out. Michaela Williams on time to Twomley. Now we head back up to the top of the order. Heinen was able to use another sacrifice ground out to get herself up a base. So Heinen now on third, two down, 3-0 is the score. Nemaha Central leads in the bottom of the second. They're still batting. At the top of the order now we go. Alex Burkett, last time up, walked. Pitch is chewer. It is chopped all the way up in the air, and it is caught from Rim Boy from the third base bag. That records the final out of the inning. And Nemaha Central now extending the lead 3-0. It is, again, 3-0 as we head up to the top of the third. Nemaha Central leads over the Hiawatha Redhawks.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We take it up to the rocky top of the third inning here on KMZA. First pitch delivered and fouled out to the left side foul line. Here it's back in the top of the order for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Michaela Williams, the shortstop, freshman, last time up, grounded out to the shortstop spot here on the 0-1 count. Next pitch, gets a piece of it. It is sent soaring high, and that will go down as a hit, and then an error right after. So Williams gets the hit, and then immediately right after, a kind of confuzzle out in the quarter left side of the field, shallow. Not sure where they were trying to throw the ball to. And Williams is able just to take off and get the second. Kind of turn it into a double in a way, but she only gets the single. Now Addison Williams up to bat with a runner in scoring position. He sends this one flying high out the left side. It is nearly a home run. It went foul. It just batted against the back of the left corner fence. You push it about 3 feet to the right. It is probably a double, and if you add another foot in verticality upwards, that's a home run shot. It's a game of feet, as it's a game of inches. So Addison Williams, 0-1 count. Garrity with 107 strikeouts on the year delivers. This one is sliced down the left center. Doesn't jump the fence. It almost did. But it will be an RBI double for Addison Williams as Michaela Williams comes across home plate for the score. Hiawatha now just down by 2-3-1. These two teams did play earlier on in the season. Omaha Central swept next pitch, slow, and away for ball one against Kenzie Nelson. Again, they played earlier this year. Omaha Central won game one, 12-2, won game two, 7-6. Omaha Central also won last year, 10-0 and 10-5. However, 2 years ago in 2023, Hiawatha won 10-6 and 14-4 for a doubleheader sweep just 2 years ago. Pop up to the right from Nelson, and it's picked up from Burkett. Nelson is down now. And Madeline Simmons comes up to bat with on deck Brennan Boy. So one down in the top of the third. 3-1, Omaha Central leads over Hiawatha, runner on second. Alan Simmons, right-handed batter, shows bunt, misses the pitch. And Addison Williams was a quarter's length away from the second base bag to the third. She almost tried to take off, but Hermish, instead of throwing it, stood up and just kind of trotted to the left side. Hold her back to second. So Simmons Garrity the pitch. And that's for ball one. It's 1-1 count now. And taking off for the steal is Addison Williams, and she gets it. She slides in. And now that's a uniform that will have to go through the washer. Williams is now in scoring position on third with one down. And speaking about dust, the umpire reminds probably want to wipe off that home plate. So Williams on third, one down. Alan Simmons on the 1-1 count. And Garrity working from the stretch. There's the delivery. It is chopped, and that should score the run. And it does, but on top of that, there's an error that allows Simmons to reach. So Addison Williams scores. It was kind of hard to see if Kenley was going to either throw it a homer first. She muffed it as soon as she got it in her glove in the shortstop position. So it'll go down as an error nonetheless. Two have scored here for Hiawatha. It's now just a one-run game. First strike, first pitch here against Brennan Boy is for strike one. Brennan Boy last time up, popped out to lead off the top of the second. Hiawatha quickly responding, though. They have put up already two runs in this inning. Now a second strike recorded against Boy off the swing and a miss. Brennan Boy on the 0-2 count. Garrity trying to limit the damage to two in this top of the third. Here's the pitch. It is a slow roll that hits the dirt for ball number one. Hiawatha again, two runs off two hits in this inning. Simmons, who just reached via the error, could have possibly reached via a fielder's choice for the nut because of the drop from McKinley. Next pitch, high upside from Garrity. Now it's a 2-2 count. Garrity, having not struck out a batter since the second inning, got one against Brennan Boy with a hard swing and a miss on the 2-2 count. And the freshman goes down. That is the second out in the top of the third. Next batter up in Kylie Nelson, who was left stranded on third base in the second inning after she reached off the error, walked to second, and still third. So two down, runner on first, 3-2, Nemaha Central leads. Hiawatha with the at-bat, Kylie Nelson first pitch to her, just outside for ball one. Garrity trying to slow herself down here. The Thunder, head coached by Lindsay Haug, and the Redhawks, head coached by Sherry Nelson. Nemaha Central, they lost their last five games of the year before heading into the postseason. Anytime you want to make a postseason push, it's everybody can tell you it's a little harder when you don't have momentum underneath your feet. Second pitch for ball two against Kylie Nelson. To end the year at Nemaha Central, they lost to Silver Lake. They were swept by Jeff West, and then they were also swept by Marysville. Garrity getting ready for the 2-0 against Kylie Nelson, and that's a swing and a miss. Just behind on the fastball, Nelson, as she kind of tilts her head left to right as she walks out of the box. Now 2-1 count for Nelson with Ruckman up to bat and Claire Twomley in the hole. The sophomore center fielder here chops it to the shortstop spot. It's picked up by McKinley. She pump fakes it to first and then decides to go to second. And that decision will allow the runner to get on. But it looks like possibly it'll go down as a single for Nelson, as it was a hard hit, and it was gloved sharply under McKinley. Not sure if she would have made that play on time. So go down as a hit for Nelson. Swing and a miss for Ruckman, and then down 0-1 now. Runner on first and second, two down. Hiawatha with their go-ahead run on first base, and Kylie Nelson. Ruckman Choked up low on the bat. Garrity, leaning back. Here's the offering. It's shot. Left line. Going for the third base tag for the forced out. They get it on time. Great play there. Decision-making by McKee. And that will end the top of the third. But damage here being done by the Hiawatha Redhawks. They're able to score two runs off three hits. One error and two left on base. We head now into the bottom of the third. Nemo Central still leads by one, 3-2 over Hiawatha.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We enter the bottom of the third inning here, where right now it is a 3-2 lead for Nemaha Central. Right now, Hiawatha, new pitcher. It is Brennan Boy who takes the mound for Simmons. So Simmons ending with two innings pitched, two hits, three runs, three which were earned, and one walk given up. So Boy will head to the pitcher's circle, so seeing if we can get the other changes on the team for the Redhawks. Wren was out playing third base. So we'll see how they change the lineup here for the Redhawks. As Brennan Boy again steps in as the pitcher this season, Boy has allowed 126 hits, 94 runs, 62 which have been earned, but she leads the team in strikeouts with 67. She is ahead of over Addison Williams by 33. First pitch is low and under against Sadie Haverkamp. Haverkamp last time up had a home run shot at the center field for the two-run home run shot that started off the bottom of the first. Next pitch is low to the right for ball two. Boy, taking a look at the pitching call. Misers and the face mask on. And the delivery for strike one. And Sadie Haverkamp. Sadie Haverkamp, batting just .259 this year, with 21 hits on the season. And that next pitch rides right on in for strike two. It's a 2-2 count now against Sadie Haverkamp. And Boy having a chance. Or strikeout number 68 on the year. Takes a low squat from the circle and delivers a fastball. And Haverkamp couldn't catch the heat. Haverkamp goes down. One out now in the bottom of the third. Stepping up, Emma Hermisch with on deck is Reagan Geraghty. And joined Haverkamp in the hole, but came up batting cleanup in the third inning. One down, no one on. Emma Hermisch. First pitch to her in for strike one. And boy, oh boy, Boy is on a roll here. The 0-1 count against Emma Hermisch. Now a squat lean and deliver. It is chopped high out to the right side. It's played from the second base spot. And put down by Addison Williams of the Redhawks. They merge out to the circle. So it looks like Malin Simmons heads out to the third base bag. So that is the defensive change there for Hiawatha. They replace their third baseman with their pitcher, and so the pitcher is the third baseman. Not too difficult there. Next pitch, just outside against Hermish. Excuse me, against Reagan Garrity. Hermish, who was just retired off the infield pop-up. Garrity 1-0. And a low lunge squat and delivery is fouled straight back off the contact from Garrity. Now 1-1. Reagan Garrity on the 1-1, and right here, rolling the softball off the right side of the hip is Boy, and here she delivers one right down the lower third of the plate. It gets popped up out to the right side and retired again by the second baseman, and Addison Williams. That is a 3-up and 3-down inning to complement the 2 runs and 3 hit inning at the top of the third that Hiawatha just produced, so Hiawatha getting back in this game. It is 3-2. Nemaha Central still holds the lead as we head up into the top of the fourth here on KMZA.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get your garden seeds this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Seth back in studio. We head to the top of the fourth inning. 3-2. Nemaha Central leads over Hiawatha. But Hiawatha, a dominant showcasing in the third inning where they put up 2 runs off 3 hits and then shut Nemaha Central down, taking out the side, the 1-2-3 in the bottom. We'll see how the Hiawatha Redhawks stay red hot in the top of the fourth, and it's the first pitch hit, soaring all the way out in the center, and it is playable and picked up from Hummus. Bert Tomley goes down off the first pitch to her. Now Quinn Boy. Up to bat. Her sister, who is now pitching for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Running Boy. Batting ninth in the order, Quinn. Here's the first pitch to her. She shows bunt. She pulls back for strike one. Garrity's still here trying to dominate the circle for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Quinn Boy on the 0-1. The way back lean and trying to use that lean for a little momentum, but Boy holds off on the second pitch, and it rings this in for strike number two. From Boy, 14 hits on the year, 6 RBIs, 3 doubles, batting 226, ninth in the order. Just one of the 5 juniors here on this team. It is hit out to right field and all the way on the back of the fence. Making the catch is Hyman. And that was just easily 3 feet away from possibly clearing over the right fence for the ninth batter in the order. So 2 up, 2 down. Now we set ourselves back up to the top of the order for Hiawatha with the freshman, Michaela Williams. And this first pitch, Tuer, is chopped up, playable short, and it is a three-up and three-down inning as Ava McKinley makes the catch. So no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base. We head into the bottom of the fourth here. Nemo Central still with the lead, up 3-2 here at the Marysville Regional 3A quarterfinals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. Nemo Central 3-2 over the Hiawatha Redhawks. Second at bat of the game here by Jordan Haverkamp. A swing and a miss on the first pitch for strike number one. Nemo Central Thunder here, head coach by Lindsey Haug. Haug took over as the head coach of the program in 2015, but assisted since 2012 to 2013 when the program established and got its foot going. So assisted for a couple of years and took over the head coach position. She's a graduate from Washburn University. She played for the Ichabods. So a lot of great coaching experience from her, from this team, as well as a lot of great softball playing experience when she was playing for Washburn University, again, the Ichabods. Fun name to say. Haverkamp now 0-2 on the count. And Boyd looking for the second strikeout of the game. And her second strikeout. Next pitch. It's low. It's chopped. And it'll go foul out the right side of Jordan Haverkamp. So staying near the 0-2 count. And as I mentioned, Boyd leads the team in strikeouts now with 68 total on the season. However, she leads the team also in hits given up and runs allowed and 94 runs given up with 126 hits. But she's went the most innings, 77 on the year, is just a young freshman. In the upcoming years, you'll expect her to be a big-time player for this Red Hawks team. Next pitch for ball one. Quickly given back to Boy in the circle. Boy rubbing on the right hip. Right-handed pitcher takes the squat, lean, now the offering on the left-handed batter. It is fouled, nearly going all the way to the other team game. Shout-out to Brandon Tatman and Jake Spalding, 103.9. They are covering Sabetha slash Axel, taking on Centralia slash Frankfurt. Both those teams coincided. That's why I had the slash. The next pitch is in for a strikeout against Haverkamp. Jordan Haverkamp, after the strikeout, is now 0-2 this game. Now, Coraline Nordis comes up to bat. She is recorded just one pitch taken in this game, and she took that pitch straight out to center field for a home run shot. Let's see what she can do with her second pitch of the game. And that one rides on in for strike number one. That was Simmons, who pitched that second inning. She came out after the second, and Boyd has taken over. Boyd has already done well. Can't leave the team in nearly every statistic possible for the pitching crew. And this next ball is fouled straight back. And the winner of this game will play the winner of the matchup that is currently on 103.9 KNZA. That is Betha against Centralia. Here, Coraline Nordis on the 0-2. front, lean, offering, and it's into the right corner. They call ball one. Good eye and look for Coraline Nordis to hold off. Just the young sophomore with the black primary color black, fast, the white and teal stripes to follow up the barrel. Next pitch, swung on and missed. And on the 1-2, Coraline Nordis strikes down the fastball, swinging, and boy, has recorded back-to-back strikeouts and three already this game. She is at 70 strikeouts on the season as just a freshman. Next pitch, change up, high roller. That's for ball one. Maren Heinen, who was stranded on third base in the second inning, reached off the error. Boy delivering right down to the ankles for ball two. 2-0 count. Heinen, the sophomore, looking for hit number 18 of the year. Next pitch, winded, low, lower than the ankles that time for ball three. Not sure if he can get lower than the dirt. 3-0 count for Heinen. And boy, after back-to-back strikeouts, could just have a walk. And here we go. Heinen takes off her first. The four-pitch walk. Now the freshman comes up to bat, Kennedy McKee. Now can the freshman be the key here for North Central to extend their lead? Kenny grounded out to the first base bag in the second inning. Here she pulls away off the first pitch for ball one. Two down, runner on first. 1-0 count for Kenny McKee. Mount Central still leads 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. As they have the at-bat in the eighth batter in the order, McKee, swing and miss. And right now, Boy has found a lot of momentum for herself in this inning. Looking to see if she can go for strikeout 71 of the year. Next pitch, cranked. Right, it is foul off the right side. I had to take a second to see if Swamley was going to go make that play for the Red Hawks. It was playable. It was popped up high up in the air near the Hiawatha dugout. It's a 2-1 count for McKee. And this one is fouled straight back in the catcher, Lindsay Nelson, hooked that ball straight back to her face, so she takes the face mask off to kind of recover. 2-2 is the count, and Lindsay Nelson is giving all kinds of smiles, as one would do after taking a foul tip fastball back to the face. And the umpire is having himself a laugh. He's showing up all the fingers saying, what number is this? One? Okay. Two? Okay. Three? Two? One? All right. You're good. So just making sure. 2-2 count for Kennedy McKee. And here, Boy, with her pre-pitch preparation, doing the squat, lean, and pitch. This is rocketed out to the right, but it is put down by Quinn Boy, and that will end the inning of the pop out to the right field. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base for Nemaha Central in the bottom of the fourth. We trip our way up to the top of the fifth. It is 3-2. Nemaha Central leads over Hiawatha here at the 3A Marysville softball quarterfinal matchup.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KMZA. First pitch fouled out to the left by Addison Williams. Now an 0-1 count. Williams is 1-for-2 at the at-bat today, her first at-bat in the first inning. She bats second in the order. She pops out to left field. In her second at-bat, she doubled and reached base. She's able to get the throw up the steal, and here she's going to be able to reach base again. She chopped it to the infield, and it's like playable from short, but an error from McKinley. Allowed Williams to get on. So one on, no outs. For Hiawatha, that's the tying run on first now. Kenzie Nelson batting third in the order. Second here in this inning as we are in the top of the fifth, 3-2, Nemo Central leads. First pitch against Nelson is inside for strike one. Nelson is also, just like Addison Williams, 1-for-2 at the at-bat. She popped up for one out, and for her other at-bat, she had a double. That was in the first inning, so a little flip-flop there. Williams had her double in the third. Nelson had her double in the first, and here she hits one to the shortstop spot, and that is another error back-to-back. Kenzie Nelson most likely reaching on the fielder's choice, but Addison Williams is safe on second via the error. Looks like McKinley made another error. Or, excuse me, it would have been Burkett who didn't field it right as it was thrown to her glove. Back-to-back errors, first and second, is now guarded by Hiawatha Redhawks. And now this is a prime time to show bunt. And that bunt is directly into the ground. It will be called a foul ball for Madeline Simmons. Simmons will go back. Again, a lone starting senior in the Hiawatha Redhawks starting lineup. Runner on first and second, no outs. Hiawatha a chance to take the lead in this top of the fifth. They are the seventh seed taking on the second. It's been 2 years since they've beaten Nemaha Central. Runners trying to take off, but are held after the low pitch for ball one against Simmons. And Garrity here taking a look back at her coach up the dugout side, getting the call. And now Garrity here delivers on the 1-1. This is popped up on the infield. It looks like the first baseman is going to make the play on it. And Nordis, and she does. So one down, two on, first and second for Hiawatha. One run to tie, two to take the lead. Brennan Boy now up to bat. Boy, who has taken over the pitching duty here for Hiawatha and has done a, so far, stellar job. He's allowed no hits and scored three strikeouts and no runs given up. First pitch to her, she swings way high over the fastball. So maybe expecting a rise ball there from Boy. And she takes the first pitch for a strike. Boy is 0-for-2, though, today with a pop-out and a strikeout in back-to-back innings. She led off the second for the out, and then she was the second out of the third. Next pitch is to the quarter left side of the zone outside by a couple inches. Now it's 1-1. It's getting a little chilly now. The sun is heavy peaked over the field, but a high shade is casted from the infield fence as well as the trees and dugout. Next pitch delivered and fouled to the right side beyond the Hiawatha Redhawks dugout. It's now 1-2 against Brennan Boy. Boy, out of the box, now steps back in, crowds the front or edge of the left corner of the box, farthest away from the plate. Garrity rocks back, right foot lean, now forward, delivers into the dirt, and a great block by Hermish as runners on first and second were thinking to steal. So 2-2 against Brennan Boy. Brennan Boy shuffles himself a little farther back in the box, leaned to her right, rocking that left foot back, steps forward the left foot, but does not take the swing and take ball three. So Brennan Boy now on the full count with a runner on first and a runner in scoring position on second. Looking for their first hit of the game, Brennan Boy. Garrity searching for her third strikeout of the game, delivers. It's a roller to the shortstop spot. It's playable at first. It will be a productive at bat nonetheless, as it's a ground out on time. McKinley to Norton to make the play. So two down, runner on second and third with Kylie Nelson, the center fielder sophomore, up to bat. She has reached twice. Her last time up, she had a single to reach. Her first time, she reached off of an error. Kylie Nelson this season bats .217 with 11 runs, 13 hits, 6 RBIs, 3 doubles, 1 triple, and 1 home run. Well, a single could score 2 here, and that would give the Hiawatha Redhawks the lead. First pitch is offered to Nelson, low to the right for ball 1. Bases have yet to be loaded for either team here today. There hasn't been a whole lot of jams for either team to work out of, but you would argue this would be one for Garrity. She left 2 stranded on second and third in the second inning. We'll see if she can do it again. Garrity, next pitch. This one hit on. Looks playable out and right. No, that's going to drop down for a shallow looper. And 2 will score. Kylie Nelson, RBI number 7 and 8, rung up on the cashier to take the lead for Hiawatha. That one was a high chopper, and it was put in probably the most accurately perfect location you could have hoped for a high chopper to fall into. And it was also just on the line as all the Thunder players collided and tried to make the play. So Hiawatha takes the lead here, 4-3. It has been 2 years since Hiawatha has beaten Nemaha Central, and here they are on the upside to try to look to get the upset against Nemaha Central. But it's just the top of the fifth. 2 down. Runner on first, Ruckman now to bat. Garrity. Rocking back. Now the delivery for it. It is hit to the second baseman in Burkett. It's playable, and the throw out is to first. But the 2 RBI single was down by Kylie Nelson. That did the damage for Hiawatha in the inning. And now Hiawatha leads 4-3 over Nemaha Central. They were able to put up 2 runs off 1 hit, 2 errors, and 1 left on base in the inning. We now go into the bottom of the fifth. We'll see how Nemaha Central responds as Hiawatha's up 4-3.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
doing.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning, it is still Brennan Boy at the circle, who has done well the last two innings she's pitched. Just one walk, three strikeouts, no hit. Foul ball chopped off the left side here by Ava McKinley, as McKinley bats ninth here in the bottom of the order for Nemaha Central. We'll then reset back up to the top with Alex Burkett on deck. Haverkamp in the hole and Emma Hermish cleaning it up. Next pitch delivered. Up high for ball two. Two one for McKinley as she holds up the top of the box. And she swings it, chops it, and that goes foul. Now a 2-2 count for Raven McKinley. And Boy has a chance for strikeout number 71 on the season. Fourth of the day. Just in three innings. Here's the pitch. Slow and just buckling over under the knees. That is for ball three. Full count now against the bottom of the order senior Ava McKinley. Just one of three seniors here starting in the lineup for this Nemaha Central team. And a lot more youth on this Hiawatha starting roster compared to Nemaha Central. Next pitch, it is hit hard, and that will go down for a hit. It was batted out to the second baseman in Addison Williams, but it went right off of her glove that was on her left hand. She had to rotate her glove, crossed her body, but the ball just had such incredible exit velo on it. Just went right off the top of it. First pitch to Burkett is out for ball one. Burkett has reached one off of a walk and was scored off the home run shot by Haverkamp, who's next up in the order. 1-0 count, Burkett. Next pitch for ball two. And right now, no out. Runner at first, Nemaha Central down 4-3. Hiawatha took the lead in the top of the fifth. An RBI single, two RBI single by Kylie Nelson to take the lead. Next pitch to the inner quarters, third of the plate. On the right side for strike one. It's Burkett. Burkett steps out of the box, takes a golf swing. And back in. Comes the bat over back and sends it in the stratosphere and coming back down to earth for a base hit. And runners are safe on first and second. Yeah, unfortunately, the sun right there in that spot did drop, so definitely a hard play to make now for the shortstop and left fielder. Now Sadie Haverkamp is up. She had the big two home run shot in the first inning to take the initial lead for Nemaha Central. And she do it again. Brandon Boy has yet to allow one run in this game. The bunt is shown. It's a wild pitch, our first wild pitch of the game. And that wild pitch allows McKinley to get to third and Burkett to get to second. So a runner on second and third with no out. 1-0 count for Sadie Haverkamp. And now you're going to see a circle meeting between the infield crew as well as the That's your pitcher. Disgusting, just trying to calm things down. And boy, he's had a really excellent back-to-back innings for Hiawatha. Only giving up one walk and three strikeouts, but on back-to-back batters has allowed her first two hits of the game. And she faces the toughest part of the order for any team, and that's the top. And you're going against one of the best hitters, the DH, and Sadie Haverkamp, the senior, just one of the three seniors here on the CMOS Central team. Already homered once this game. Next pitch, fouled straight back. It's now 1-1 against Haverkamp. Sadie Haverkamp, again mentioning, batting 259 this year with 21 total hits. Next pitch is high. Runners stay held on their respective bases. It's now 2-1 the count. 22 RBIs on the season. More Haverkamp. 24, including the ones she's had today. Fourth pitch, outside, corner. That's now 3-1 for Sadie Haverkamp. And boy, may just have the bases loaded in just a couple of seconds. No out. Needing to work to get this out. Prevent Nemo Central from tying this game. A swing and a miss from Haverkamp. Fills the count. 3-2. Three strikeouts this game from Boy. 70 on the season. Lunge, the offering, another swing and a high miss for Haverkamp. Four strikeout of the game for Boy, rung up. Nemaha Central now down one in the bottom of the fifth, but with two on, runner on third and second in scoring position for Emma Hermish. But Hermish is 0 for 2 today with infield pop-ups. Infield pop-up would be massive here. That's one. It's rolled. It's going to be a base hit. That'll score two. And that will take the lead for Nemaha Central. And still running around the bases and putting herself on third is Emma Hermish. So Hermish gets the single, but is able on the throw home to take all the way off the user's feet to land her on the third base bag. So a two RBI single took the lead for Hiawatha in the top of the fifth. But here in the bottom of the fifth, a two RBI single delivered by Emma Hermish reclaims the lead for Nemaha Central. Emma Hermish, her first at bat with a hit in this game, and it came in huge. Nemaha Central now leads 5-4 over Hiawatha. Chance to extend with a runner on third, and this is going to be a wild pitch. And Emma Hermish passes home plate. A celebration from the Thunder dugout. And Nemaha Central is now up 6-4. Three runs scored in the inning. Still just two outs needed to end it in the bottom of the fifth. And Coach Sherry Nelson is now talking to her infield as well as her pitcher in Rim Boy. And Boy, who again, I mentioned that, done a really excellent job in her last two innings. She allowed no hits, no runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. She records just one strikeout in this inning, but the top line to that, three hits and three runs. So it's been a rough one to get out of here for Boy. Reagan Garrity with the next up bat for Nemaha Central as she looks to try to get a little payback herself. She's been pitching today and has still been going strong for Nemaha Central. A deep lunge and even set with the form, and it takes pitch one for ball one. Garrity is 0-2 at the at-bat with a pop-up to right field and a pop-up to the second baseman. Garrity cranking the hands at the bottom of the bat. Choked low. The silver white bat and holds off on the second pitch, but gets strike one. It's 1-1 now. Heavy wind starting to pick up, about 15 to 20 miles an hour northwest, and the pitch is low. 4-2. 2-1 count now for Reagan Garrity. Jordan Haverkamp up to bat. Coraline Nordis in the hole. Question of time, how much longer Boy's got here from the circle. But Boy trying to get out of this inning. Next pitch. It is hard slammed out to center. And that's another sharply hit single in this inning for Nemaha Central. They have hit four singles in this inning. And coming into this inning, they'd only had two hits on the game. Both of them were home runs. This inning, they go the alternate route and go four singles. Still only one out in the bottom of the fifth, and now a courtesy runner steps on, but they're wearing a sweatshirt, so I don't have a number from them. Jones. Austin Jones from Thunder. Okay, I was told Jolie Jones. She represents number 11, but it's kind of cold out here, so she represents the longer sweater wear. Appreciate the email, such a Thunder fan, allowing me to get the info on the courtesy runner. So Jones, the courtesy runner on first base, coming in for Garrity after the hit. Now Haverkamp. First hit for ball one. Haverkamp is 0-2 today with a pop-up to right and a strikeout in the fourth inning. She was the last out in the first, and she was the first out in the fourth. Next pitch outside. Now, 3 balls in the count, 3-0 count here for Haverkamp. And Boy, taking a look at the call sheet from the band, her left arm. And the pitch topples into the ground for a walk. That is the second walk in the game issued here from Boy, as well as she has 4 hits so far given up. 6-4 is the score. Nemaha Central leads in the bottom of the fifth with one down. Runners on first and second. Coraline Nordis here to bat. Even in the stance, lean back to her right, steps forward, but holds off, but gets strike one. Garrity with the visors. Taking a look back at her coach here for the call. Gets it. Runs the ball in the inner seam of the glove. Now delivers. It is hit hard to the third base. Back thrown on time. The first base. The play from Simmons to Swamley gets the second out of the inning. Simmons, who went to play third base after starting as the pitcher for Hiawatha, switched places with Brennan Boy. All right, two down in the bottom of the fifth. Nemaha Central has done their damage as they have taken the lead. They have scored 3 runs off 4 hits in this inning. And first pitch to Heinen is fouled left. Heinen has reached base twice, once off an error in the second inning and the other off the walk in the fourth. She was left stranded in both. Trying not to be the castaway, though, in this inning, looking to reach and score. Probably the thought on her shoulder. Next pitch yours in for strike one. Runner on second and third. Another big RBI opportunity for the Thunder. They've struck once this inning with a runner on second and third. Can they do it again? Next pitch gets Heinen. High and outside. Two-one count against Maren Heinen, the sophomore. Team off central, aiming to extend the lead. Next pitch, shot looking right, and it's going to go down for another base hit. It'll clear for two. Another two RBI single there by the Thunder. And we have seen a strong fifth inning showcase by both teams. Hiawatha taking the lead, and now Nemaha Central putting the boot in the ground as now they are up 8-4. Next pitch, low, and if you're Hiawatha, you were definitely hoping this game would stay within a 2 to maybe 3 run region for yourself. Not trying to get it too far out there. Next pitch against McKee is fouled straight back. This looks like it's going just in front of the dugout. It was playable by Thomley, and that is the last out of the inning. But Nemaha Central was able to deal their damage with five hits total. They were able to score 5 runs as well, no errors, and leaving just 1 left on base. We're heading into the top of the 6th now. Nemaha Central leading 8-4 here on KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. For the first base here at Swamley, just got flown out to right field for the first out in the top of the 6th. Nemaha Central putting up 5 runs off 5 hits in the 5th inning. So all nothing but 5s there. Having 1 stranded and no errors from the Hiawatha defense. But Nemaha Central takes the lead 8-4 here over Hiawatha. Swing and a miss for strike call 1 against Quinton Boy. Quinton Boy with the primary color of black on her bat with some green stripes to fold around. Next pitch to her. She swings on and misses for strike number 2. And here, Garrity working a little easier time here against the bottom of the order from Hiawatha. Hiawatha is just strung out to their final 5 outs of this game. Next pitch is a rise ball, but out to the left side for ball 1. 1-2. Here the count on Quinton Boy as this season she has had just 14 hits. She is 0-for-2 today and fouls this one straight back. And that is a fan who shakes her hand and says, I definitely was not ready to catch that one. That was someone's grandma. Not sure if grandma brought the glove today. Only something you want to probably keep in the car. Or on you when you're ready. Here, next pitch is swung on and missed. That's a strikeout, and that picks up the bottom of the order here. And Quinton Boy, that is 2 down. But there's 1 more out to the snag here in this 6th inning. Warning Moss Central. Hiawatha only now four outs away. Or four outs to go, I should say. They have left remaining. One out in this inning is head back up to the top of the order, Michaela Williams. First pitch to her is a rise ball that's just a little high for ball one. And Garrity is right now looking to go all seven innings as she has gone so far five, giving up five hits and four runs. All which have been earned. Pitch to Williams, who's in for a strike. Hiawatha needing to respond here to Nemaha Central's big five inning bottom of the fifth. Garrity. Rocking it back. Now delivering forward, chop left, and it will be foul. That's now a 1-2 count for Michaela Williams. Michaela Williams, who has appeared now four times at the plate today. She is 0-2 at the at-bat, but she has reached base once off the walk, and she was the first run to come through for Hiawatha back in the third inning. That was the inning where Hiawatha was able to make it 3-2, but they were down by one. That pitch is going to be a wild one, but no one's on base. That is for ball two against Williams. 2-2 count against Michaela Williams. She held herself in the back of the box in the lower inside right corner nearest to the plate. And Garrity here now, the offering is inside for strike three. And that is the end of the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base for Hiawatha. Nemaha Central will look to try to apply some more runs to their dominant lead already. They are up 8-4 going into the bottom six here on KMZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center of Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First pitch to Ava McKinley gets fouled away. She's now down 0-1 on the count. Nemaha Central here with the lead 8-4 over Hiawatha in the bottom of the sixth inning. McKinley here to lead off in the number nine spot. Next pitch is outside for ball one. And McKinley here today is 1-2. Singled and scored in the fifth inning. All nine batters went through the order in the bottom of the fifth for Nemaha Central. As now McKinley has led off back-to-back innings. She led up with a single to get the single mania going for Nemaha Central. Back in the fifth, drops his next pitch foul for strike two. It's now 1-2. There was five hits in that inning. All five were singles. Five runs came through and scored for the Thunder. Next pitch. This one leveled high, and it is just a foot beyond the right fence past the Hiawatha dugout. So, staying on the 1-2 count is Ava McKinley, one of three seniors here on the Team All Central team. Thunder with three seniors on their roster. Hiawatha is one for sophomores on the Team All Central roster, where there's only one on Hiawatha. Two juniors on the Thunder roster, and for the Redhawks, they have the heavy-sided five juniors on their roster, and there's two freshmen here for Hiawatha and one for Nemaha Central. Next pitch, chop foul, so it sticks to the 1-2 count, and boy, searching for strikeout number 5 of the day. And the last inning, Boy came into it with just with no runs and no hits given up and 3 strikeouts and 1 walk. And she came out of that inning with 5 hits given and 5 runs. And a blast up in the center on a line. And McKinley gets the sharply hit single. So in back-to-back innings, Ava McKinley leads it off with a single. And now Alex Burkett comes up to bat. Burkett, who also had a single in the last inning. Just the one of 5 singles that were hit. Next pitch is ball, and that there was a throw back to first, and it went right into the side of McKinley. Here at the awe and outs in the crowd. As anytime you take a throw into your side is not the best. And here is McKinley. She's just kind of taking a walk around the first base back and checked out by the first base umpire as well as her coach. And checked on her, and she's good. So the senior McKinley is now back on the back, ready to go. And here we're ready back to go. Again, 8-4 in the Mount Central Leafs. We're in the bottom of the 6th. With 1 on and no outs, we're in the top of the order for Nemaha Central. Alex Burkett batting, the sophomore, who has reached twice, has had a single and a walk. But is 1-for-2 at the at-bat. Next pitch, low outside. Burkett is the second to come through and score in Nemaha Central in the last inning. It was off the 2 RBI single from Emma Hermit. Boy, delivering a high-rise fastball for strike number 1 against Burkett. Burkett this year bats 380, has the best OPS potential on the team with 1,024, and leads the team in hits with 30, with 22 singles. 23, actually, and 31 hits. As I mentioned, she had a hit in the last inning. How's your stats coming into the day? That's pitch for a strike. Boy, trying to retire 1 here in the bottom of the 6th. Next pitch is high. That's going to be a wild pitch. Taking off to first is McKinley. And she's on time to get there. The wild pitch allows the runner to advance. Still no outs. Runner on second. And Burkett steps back into the little framing of the box. Batting out to the righty on the 1-2. Pitch is high. And Burkett here now taking off their first base. Off the walk. Well, off on the count. So, runner on first and second. City Haver camp. Next pitch. This one is delivered to a bunt down the left back line. And runners will load the bases. Picking it up was Simmons. And she knew she couldn't try to get it. Well, I'm not sure if she knew she couldn't get it on time at first. But she thought about behind her at third. And no one was there to cover it. So now a runner is on third, second, and first. The bases are juiced for Nemaha Central here to extend their lead. And not that this scenario is too close to the horizon line right now, but technically it would just the only 6 runs needed here for Nemaha Central in this bottom inning to end it. Still looking for the first out in the bottom of the 6th is Hiawatha. As Nemaha Central has the bases loaded, a courtesy runner comes through and will step in for the Thunder. courtesy runner is Nellie Hummus. She comes in for Sadie Haverkamp, the designated hitter, who today was one of three before coming up to her at bat. She had that two-run shot that took the initial lead for Nemaha Central. And now it's Hermish with her at bat, the below-the-knees fastball for ball one. And Hermish is one for three today. Her last hit came from the fifth inning that Nemaha Central put up, which was just the last one. She had a single, as well as the rest of her team that had a hit did. And this one, she blasts off to the left side, but it is foul. Rolls into that left fence. And now here a 1-1 count against Herman. Reagan Garrity up to bat next. Still searching for the first out. Boy, taking the lunge, the delivery. And framed well to the inside by Kenzie Nelson, but not well enough to get it to the strike call. 2-1 count now for Hermish. Hermish with the dark teal bat, the white line radically going through it. And this one gets hucked down to the right side. It's playable at home, and it's safe. So Hermish is able to get the first off the throw to the home plate, but Avery McKinley was able to slide in on time before the throw beater. And now the first run of this inning comes through for Nemaha Central. They extend this to 9-4. 5-run lead now for the Thunder. Base is loaded still, no out. Megan Garrity, the pitcher for Nemaha Central, who today is also 1-for-3, had a single in the last inning. She was the fourth run to come on through and score in the last inning. And first pitch to her is in for strike one. I mentioned that scenario kind of a little over that horizon line right now. The winning run for Nemaha Central would be the runner that would be on deck. Next pitch here is put foul to the right side. Trying to go for that high arc blooper down the right line. But it was just off to the first base bag by a couple feet. Garrity steps back in. She is 0 for 2, having to protect now on a all strike, no ball count. Next pitch, delivered high, sent, soaring, out to center. It's caught, but the tag is applied on the third base bag, and on the second base bag, the flag is tied, but unfortunately for Simmons, the ball was lost, and that allowed two runners to come on through. So Alex Burkett, again, tagged third, ran home. Sadie Haverkamp was on her way to second after her tag on second. Simmons tried to apply the tag, lost the ball out to the left field when applying it, and Haverkamp was able to get the score as well. Next pitch delivered here, fouled out to the Nemaha Central dugout, and it's Jordan Haverkamp. So Reagan Garrity records the sack fly for just the one run. Jordan Haverkamp now batting on the 0-1 count. So now one down in this inning. Next pitch is chopped high. It rolls down the center line. And a runner gets through at home plate. Third run this inning comes on through. That is Emma Hermish, who scores. And Jordan Haverkamp off the single is now on first base. And now a circle meeting. It is 12-4 the score. And I mentioned it at the beginning of this inning that scenario was on the horizon line of a potential run rule. Well, that possibility has increased now as there's just one out in the bottom of the sixth. And the winning run is at the plate. With only one out. That's Coraline Nordis. And Nordis had a home run shot all the way in the second inning. It was a one-pitch blast. She's been 0-2 since with a strikeout and a ground out to first. What can she do here? This pitch by Boy, and it is hit hard out into left. Will it fall? It is collected. Whoa! What a grab out in left field by Ruckman. Or, excuse me, by Ruckman, yep, from Hiawatha. So Nordis goes down, two outs now in the inning. Winning run is still at the plate. And Heinen, who has reached base all three times, has yet to score, though, and has been stranded in all those innings. First pitch to her is a foul. It's a ball. Her first time up, she reached off the error. Her second time, she reached off a four-pitch walk. And her third time, on a 2-1 count, she swung and got a single, sharply hit. She was the last single recorded of the fifth inning. Heinen on the 2-0. Now, and a low squat, right foot leans forward, and delivery to the low corner for ball three. 3-0 count against Maren Heinen. She has a chance for the four-pitch walk, and if she reaches, it'll be back-to-back innings where Nemaha Central has had all nine batters come up to the plate. Now, next pitch is in for strike two. Now, it's a full count. Worked back from Boyd. Looking for the final out of this inning. Next pitch. And that'll walk. Heinen has reached all four times now with that walk. Again, she's been walked twice in this game. That is the fourth walk of the game by Boyd. And now all nine batters in back-to-back innings have came through the order for Nemaha Central. And the winning run is on first base now. McKee with the at-bat. First pitch to her behind for strike one. McKee is 0 for 3 today. But, of course, when you are 0 for 3 and you got a ultimate chance to help your team get a quicker end of the victory, try to get it done. But she chops this one out to the third base bag, and we'll head into the top of the seventh where Hiawatha has a chance to respond. They are down at large, 8 runs. It is 12-4 here on KMZA. Nemaha Central leads over Hiawatha. Nemaha Central putting up 4 runs in the sixth inning. Almost run ruled it, but Hiawatha was able to get themselves an opportunity in the top of the seventh. So we'll be back right after this here on KMZA.
Dr. Heidi Smith with Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Manhattan is now accepting new patients at her Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Clinic. Dr. Smith is a native to our area, growing up in rural northeast Kansas. Her clinic is held at NBCH on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. For additional information regarding Dr. Smith's clinic at NBCH, call Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 785-537-4200. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. Leading this inning off with a hit sharply out between the third baseman and shortstop spot is Addison Williams for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Off the first pitch, delivers it as sharply hit as she can. That is her second hit of the day and her third time she's reached. She has also scored every time she has reached, and she will be pretty much required to score here again as Hiawatha is down by 8-12-4 against Omaha Central in the top of the seventh. Just three outs to go for Hiawatha, and they have to at least get eight runs on the board to tie it. As Omaha Central right now is not required to bat in this bottom of the inning. First pitch against Kenzie Nelson is for ball one. Kenzie has reached base twice and scored once. She was left stranded on second back in the first inning, which was the first hit that Hiawatha had reported off of a double. Next pitch by Garrity is just high for ball two. No outs. Runner on first for Hiawatha. It's a long road here, but they're trying to get it done. Garrity delivering into the dirt. It's tipped for ball three. This just might be a four-pitch walk here against Kenzie Nelson. She has not earned a walk here today. Garrity has recorded just four strikeouts in this game, 110 on the season. Garrity, left foot back, now right foot, and delivering a four-pitch high. Four walks. So a four-pitch walk against Kenzie Nelson. And now Addison Williams with the second. No out. It's gonna have to be a big rally here for Hiawatha. Again, Hiawatha, they have the lead at one point. They had it in the top of the fifth, going into the bottom of the fifth. They had it 4-3, but it was after that Omaha Central has taken the lead and extended. First pitch for a strike against Alan Simmons. Simmons, who has reached once off of an error, but 0-2 at the at-bat. Simmons, who had a misplay in the bottom of the second on a trying to apply a tag on third. Did not apply the tag properly, and the ball rolled out from our glove out in the outfield and allowed the runner to go in and score. Simmons on the 1-1. Next pitch is to the knee level, but it's a fastball right on in. Well, strike two. Looking for the first out of the inning for Omaha Central. Garrity is looking to go all seven innings to completion today. Garrity, walking forward, delivering front. It's a roller. It's playable off the hop. And on time to first base. What a great play on time by McKee to Nordic. He was watched the hop from the ground, fielded it waist high in the glove, and it took no time at all to fire to first. High quality play by a third baseman. So one out, runners on now second and third base. They were able to advance after the out. First pitch for strike call against Brennan Boy. Boy, just a young freshman who has so much potential in the upcoming years to develop into a well-rounded player on both sides of the ball, especially from the pitching. Swing and a miss for strike two for Boy, and the freshman is now down the count 0-2 after the shoulder strike. Boy in the front of the box, choking the bat low. Garrity holding back, now firing down Broadway, and it just chopped a piece of contact just a little over the ball on the swing, and it stays at the 0-2 count for Brennan Boy. Again, Omaha Central has won the last four straight meetings against Hiawatha. Hiawatha hasn't won since 2023, where they would sweep 10-6, 14-4. But Omaha Central has won the last four straight meetings, including the ones early this year. Next pitch is high and outside for ball one. It's now a 1-2 count. And again, earlier this year, Omaha Central, they went 12-2 in game one, but a closely knitted game number two. They only won by a final score of 7-6. This game was shaping up more so to be like that second game, but Omaha Central has really started to kick it in high gear and run away. This one batted out to the right side. It was a hard hit by Brendan Boyd, but it was just foul. And it saves to the 1-2 count. For Brendan Boyd. Rotating the back behind her. Even elbow, sharpened it up at 90 degrees, and holds the bat stiff for ball two. Brendan Boyd stretching the back behind her back, and now gets back in the box on a 2-2 count. Garrity puts the left foot back and now delivering, and it's out again by Brendan Boyd. Boyd is just battling it out in this count. And really, you can't blame her. There, the field lights are starting to shine on down as the sun has finally started to drip and drop out of here. Just a bit of blue in the sky with a little bit of orange. Next pitch by Garrity. This one is hard hit. This one is right center, and it is over the fence. Oh, it is at the right of the fence. Man, that one I was a little premature on the call. It looked like it was going to go over, but it looks like maybe the top yellow lining of the fence, and it, instead of bouncing out, it went in. So that was nearly over. Man, that is a game of inches right there. That looks like it just almost went over, and it hit the top of the fence. Almost scored three runs, but only one run came through for Hiawatha. Kenzie Nelson now on third base, and it goes down as the third double of the day here for Hiawatha. That one just, you can blame the wind for dying down from 15 to 3 miles an hour right there. That's a slow roller off the bunt. Play at first base is on time. It was Kylie Nelson who had the hit, but she got out. And as the second out of the inning in the top of the seventh here. So Hiawatha just one out away from heading home. There was a tag at third and a score, though, by Kenzie Nelson. And boy, now at third base. Two outs. It is 12-6, one out to go, and Nemaw Central will move on to the semifinals tomorrow. Next pitch. Hello? Outside. And the winner of this game will play tomorrow, either against Centralia or Sabetha. Next pitch from Garrity, low in the dirt. Throw a strike against Ruckman as it all comes down to Ruckman here as she represents the final out. It's a 1-1 count. Ruckman out of the box. Now stepping back in. Crowd in the back. A runner on third. Two outs. Needing 6 runs here to get it tied against Nemaw Central. This is chopped and got a couple fans pulling up their hands for the foul ball. 1-2 count. For Ruckman. Swings the bat over the shoulder. Nemaw Central trying to make it 5 games winning in Hiawatha and to also attempt a 5-game losing streak. All here off Garrity's right hand fiery pitch. This one hit, shortstop McKinley on time to first to Nordis, and the Nemaw Central Thunder are able to reclaim the lead in the fifth inning and take it all the way to the Rocky Top with an extension all the way of 12-6 here. And that is the final score of the game. Nemaw Central win it to move on to the semifinals round on to tomorrow here at Marysville. The teams will collect and high-five each other, and that is the end of Hiawatha's season as it concludes now at 8-16 on the year. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here for our post game on KMZ 92.1. Again, the final score here, Nemaw Central 12-6 over Hiawatha.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade? This is Lynette Hildebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, our final postgame here on 92.1 KMZA. Thank you for joining us here today. We've had a collective pair of four games between MN and CARE. So again, appreciate everybody kind of probably switching between the stations, getting all the scores here. We do have our matchup here for tomorrow. Nemaha Central, of course, moving on with the 12-6 win over Hiawatha. They will take on Sabetha, as Sabetha was able to become victorious over Centralia 18-11. That matchup to be played tomorrow here at 4:30 p.m. out back here in Marysville. And then the championship game will then follow at 6:30 p.m. So again, talking about our matchup here, Nemaha Central coming out victorious 12-6 is the final score of the game. Nemaha Central, they also broke a five-game losing streak that they came into the postseason with. They also extend their winning streak against the Redhawks that date back to 2024 to a five-game winning streak. Lindsay Kalk is able to get it done and move on to the semifinal round. Again, talking about this game, Nemaha Central, they started off hot with the 3-0 lead. They had the two-run home run shot in the first inning, the solo home run shot in the second, and that gave them the 3-0 lead. And then Hiawatha was able to respond with two runs off three hits in the third inning to make it 3-2. We then jump up to the top of the fifth inning where Hiawatha would have the two RBI single by Kylie Nelson that scored Addison Williams and Kenzie Nelson in, and Hiawatha would then jump ahead with the 4-3 lead. However, Nemaha Central would not back down, and in the bottom of the fifth inning, they would have five hits, all singles, just one left on base in that inning, and that would be the big jump ahead for this Nemaha Central team to get on rolling. They also had four runs off three hits posted up in the bottom of the sixth inning and almost had the run ruled, but were just two runs shy of it. Hiawatha would make the score a little nicer for themselves in the top of the seventh with the two runs to come on through and score and to finish in the final alley of our score of 12-6. So again, everyone, thank you for tuning in today to KMZA, KNZA, and CARE, looking through all these games. But of course, a big thank you from the MSU Sports Radio Network, everyone who's been tuned in today. I'm Crittin Prophet, Seth from Studio. Thank you for tuning in today again. Nemaha Central winning over Hiawatha, 12-6 was our final score.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.